No, you state your name again on this new one.
Yeah, it's Don Gilman, Mary Kingland Borough.
Don, the hearings were held on July 7th and 8th, 1976.
Was it that late? I thought it was in the winter time. I guess you're right.
The drinking water hearings were in the winter time.
Oh, okay. Had it mixed up. You were asking a question about the people, I believe your question was the people that were opposed to these regulations.
Yeah, you think you'd have any problem now in your hearings?
Well,
in
no, I won't say we won't have any problems. I don't want to make that statement at all, because I know that there will be people who testify against that simply because they are opposed to any kind of regulation any governmental body. Mm-hmm. But many of the people who we felt had the best comments, we've gone to and asked for help, and we have had one public hearing on those regulations already, and it was one negative comment at that public hearing.
And it was not over the thrust of the thing, it was over one particular technical thing that
that's
could
right.
be taken out without...
Right. So, you know, that's the indication we have. Now, but whether there was whether that ordinance will be deemed by ACD to meet the regulations, I don't know.
We feel it will accomplish the objectives of keeping the soil and water within the state and the borough clean as much as these regulations will. Still, the real enforcement comes at the time of construction and does now and always will. Even in the Mat-Su and the Anchorage Borough, your real enforcement comes at the time of construction.
Well, we thought we were over the hump with these things. I really thought that they would not... leave what was on the books there, and because the local office had started going through a process of certifying installers of septic systems, which makes a hell of a lot of sense to me, to see that they're technically capable and qualified to and give them a certification, and again, that's the point to control.
And then kind of summarizes it. If this, we take action on this and say we would acknowledge, would you want that done immediately, or would you work under this until the 1st of July?
Yesterday would be fine.
Actually, we would prefer it to be annulled now, if it can be, because it's the interim period of time until we get something that I'm concerned about. What are we doing to those people who have invested a good deal of money?
And what would you be working on if this was annulled and you don't have your new ordinance?
We'd be under our existing ordinance plus the old regulations, as I understand.
Yes, and the old regulations.
The only
are
difference
quite
is
strict.
The selling. The only difference is basically the only difference in this is the soil testing and the selling. The professional engineer soil testing, the review, the mandatory review, and the selling of the lots.
So when you get back, then you'll send us that letter and that
yes,
ordinance.
Sir. Yes. Right.
That's the ordinance you sent down here for the review was the one that you have now adopted. Is that my
We have not adopted, no.
Oh, but the one
we have had one public hearing on it. The Planning Commission had one public
we
hearing.
We can also send
but it has never been introduced.
Yes. Additions.
Well, now, what I mean is we should have one of what you'd be working under. You say you do have a ordinance on the books now.
Yes.
Yes, right.
Yeah, well, you'll send us a
Yes, I'll
a
send
copy
you a copy of
that.
Well, let me write a note here to see I get everything down right.
I'll ask a question. Now, your proposed ordinance is going to be part of your system, or it's still being enforced as part of your power to withhold cloud approval. Is that correct? You're going to say this guy has to be.
Sure. We do that already.
Right. So you're just strengthening the ordinance that you already have now.
Right. Well, our minimum lot size is way too small, for instance.
Right. So I'm not derogating that at all. I'm just asking.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let me ask a question. That's probably, legislature can override a regulation. Now, suppose that Al and I went over to talk to the administrative officials. Do they have the right, can they negate or delay something for a period of time awaiting, for example, Kenai to address their particular ordinance to try to.
They have let me take a look at your statute books. Well, Let's see.
They can pull.
They can pull.
Back.
I think you probably have to go to Title 46.
Yeah. All right. I'm not sure if this is the applicable provision. I just thought of something.
But
what you're asking is whether they can suspend applications.
Yeah, right. Rather than, you know, we could, I know the route the legislature can go, but I'm just looking for alternatives, you know, to try to work with these people and get them to keep the commitment, apparently, that they made to the Kenai to begin with before, you know.
Okay. Let me see now if I get everything right. It's a letter of the November 5th letter. Oh, I know. It's a copy of the minutes.
Boy, I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah,
4603-100. Copy of minutes of Planning Commission.
In your ordinance.
I got four things. I got a letter from the chairman of the Planning Commission, a copy of the proposed ordinance, a copy of the existing ordinance, and a copy of the minutes of the Planning Commission. I think it was October 16th. I'll have to double. It was either October 4th or 16th. And I'll send those to you.
This ordinance will gets to your point. It's kind of a summary of what we've been going over.
Okay.
Okay.
Lot plan. I don't think it says on each one of the lots,
well,
but he has to provide a plan.
It doesn't prohibit you from subdividing. It prohibits you from selling.
It seems to me that most people use the word subdividing in the sense of selling.
Well, there's a difference. See, he can subdivide that land, and because we have the subdivision power, and there is no prohibition put on anybody who owns land in the Kenai Borough of subdividing. Prohibition is selling the land after he subdivided it.
Okay. I'll substitute some.
Okay.
I would think that couple places there inserting selling for subdividing, and then this thing would.
Except the last whereas, because we're going to end up requiring soils tests ourselves under certain circumstances. But
which
we're talking
line
about a may provision instead of a shall. And I'd just possibly even strike that whole whereas out, the last one.
Whereas the government interest? You
know, whereas preparation of the required
maps
and
the
required conducting a soil test is economically burdensome to the subdivider and ultimately the buyer of the subdivided parcel. Because we do require plat maps and topographical maps and are going to be requiring soil tests when we deem them necessary for the protection of the waters and the land of the state. And
I'll
the people.
Delete that last time.
And, other than that, it looks good to me.
How about the substituting selling the land?
Right. But I thought that was already agreed
on. But I just didn't know for sure whether you.
Now you went through, so you make all sure all these subdivisions you want sellers on. So
yeah.
I haven't went that closely yet.
The only thing that came up today that I think the only thing I left out was I didn't really get yesterday the idea that. The soil tests or that requirement soil tests for this plan would really be redundant because when you get down to construction, you're going to, the soil tests that you conduct may not really determine whether your actual construction hole is going to make it.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of cases where a whole subdivision has been approved. And a guy comes in and he finds that this particular lot happens to be really rotten and not representing the rest of the subdivision.
Well, and they've been requiring the individual approval anyway, whether it's good land or not. So you could say, whereas approval is required at the time of construction anyway, that the other is redundant.
Yes.
Because those two line that were done were good land. There was no trouble with approval. The original tests were good. The subsequent tests at time of construction were good, but I had to do them both. I had to pay for it twice.
But the word seller or selling would be in substitute for subdivision.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because when I was looking, you know, of course, I know nothing about this law, but subdividing.
The subdividing power is the borough's.
Yeah.
And there is no prohibition against subdividing. And the prohibition is selling the land after it has been subdivided and recorded.
Unless it has the DEC approval, plan approval.
Right. I asked the title company about that. I said, so some guy says, hell with it, I'm not going to go through that. And we go ahead and accept your subdivision, it meets the standards. We record it, and he sells two or three lots off. And I asked the title company if that would put a cloud on the title as an illegal sale, you know, under this provision. And they said, well, they would not, their insurance would not cover it, because they have a clause in their insurance that says they do not insure for governmental regulations, zoning, regulations such as these. So a person, you know, he might buy something without.
Came in a few months ago on the public land order for the file in Washington, D.C. that the title companies know nothing about.
It's also a problem that Anchorage and possibly Mat-Su have run into with their temporary public improvement variances caused by being too restrictive in their zoning and their
right.
regulation, and having to turn around and give variances because they had created more problems, and then the variances turned out to be a cloud upon the title, and the title insurance companies would not insure them, and their construction started getting in a mess, and they've created a bag of worms.
They don't know where they're at.
Yeah, they haven't resolved it as of yet.
If I can change the subject, I'm just looking at subdivide, or the way that they define subdivision here, and I'm reminded of what you said earlier about how they said that they could prevent recording. Well, here they, in paragraph 25, they say subdivision means the division of land by recording. So that means that they still have gotten rid of that conception that they have the power to somehow deal with.
By recording sale, contact, lease, or any other means whatsoever into two or more lots. They're saying you can do it by recording it, you can do it by leasing it, you can do it by sale. You see, you can divide land.